This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the fix, if you would. So hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, but you can give me your email address. That's the big deal. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on the show, topics we're going to be dealing with. If you don't want to be notified by email, but you want text alerts, you can do that one too. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And that will allow you also to get notified when the show's going to start. We don't do it on every show. I figure you'll figure it out eventually. It's the same time every day. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just get to it. There's so much going on in the news. I mean, I don't want to sound like Hannity, but, you know, whatever, whatever. I saw this headline. I had to read it twice. Because I couldn't believe, I mean, not that I didn't believe they were doing it. I just couldn't believe it was actually happening. But Trump is actually suing CNN. It's about time. What's it going to take to break these people? You know, nobody wants to put them out of business either. Just get them to start telling the truth. I know. Tall order. I got it. But the Trump campaign now is suing CNN over false and defamatory statements, and they're looking for millions of dollars in damages. I mean, we've seen this happen with story after story after story, and it's about time somebody with some money, somebody with some means is taking them on. Now, his re-election campaign filed a libel lawsuit against CNN on Friday for publishing false and defamatory statements about seeking Russia's help in the 2020 election. By the way, remember that Obama and team and crew and Democrats didn't find that Russia was an issue or a problem at all. Remember? They weren't nothing. Just like, you know, ISIS was the junior varsity team. Remember all that? The complaint alleges CNN was aware of the falsity at the time it published the statements, but they did anyway. Their intentional purpose was to hurt the campaign and mislead the public. I believe that. I think they hate him so much. Station after station after station, network after network, they keep putting these things on, they keep putting out these stories that they not only can they not prove, but they know they're not real. You know, as much as Cronkite and team did not like conservatives at all, couldn't stand them, at least they were honest about what they were putting out there. Fox News obtained the complaint filed in the U.S. District Court from the Northern District of Georgia. That's where CNN's, you know, home headquarters is located. It states in part that CNN claimed the Trump campaign assessed the potential risks and benefits of again seeking Russia's help in 2020, and that he decided to leave the option on the table. Why? What's he needed for? What help does he need now? If any? I mean, seriously. The Dems have done a great job of hanging themselves. They've done a great job of putting out all kinds of chaos and misinformation on their own. And people know it. The complaint says that CNN was well aware of the statements. They knew they were false because there was an extensive record of statements from the campaign, from the administration, and other places disavowing and proving these points wrong. But they went ahead with them anyway. And again, you've seen, especially at CNN, once they put it out there, they're like a defiant teenager. They never give it up. They stay with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The campaign was left with no alternative but to file this lawsuit. They're done with it. You know, and if more places would do this, if more candidates, if more companies would do this and come against CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, even Fox if they're wrong, if more would file suit like this, more would start costing them money, be a whole different animal. Now, Trump has been feuding with CNN forever, right? He regularly refers to the network, obviously, as a fake news. Now, ironically, CNN President Jeff Zucker, he helped increase Trump's fame when he greenlit The Apprentice. Remember that? Zucker was oversaw NBC for year, regular NBC, regular network, for years, and thought that it was, thought it was a great show. But now Zucker and Trump really seem to hate each other. They're each other's throats on a regular basis. So anyway, I really think it's about time. I'm glad he's doing it. I'm glad he's got the guts to do it, the want to do it. Because this is one of those things, it's a big deal. It takes a long time to move through these things. But we want to make sure they don't continue to get away with it. What the heck? And then Trump's visit to the CDC. You know, I think this is some of the news sources were reporting that Trump, being the germaphobe that he is, he was going to go to CDC. They had reported somebody there might have had the virus, so they were going to cancel it, and then it was on again. And it's like, you know what? Nobody wants to walk into this. I don't care who you are. And if there was a chance that the president, there could have been a chance that he could have got this from an employee there, why wouldn't we cancel it? President Trump's visit to the Center for Disease Control. Now, today, apparently, things moved at record speed once he got there. Once he found out what was going on, once he knew what needed to be done, basically, and this is the way he operates. You know, they say he's not presidential. You're right, because he doesn't have to go through 17 committees to get anything done. He made it happen. Joe Mancini, your host, this is Railside. If everything goes right, we'll have Brad Stein on with us after the break. God's Comic joining us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I don't want to waste any of his time because I don't get him on that often. We're going to try to have him on more often. But Brad Stein joins me. He's known as God's Comic. Love this guy. You got to check him out on YouTube. You've just got to check out his work. He really, when it comes to dealing with God's information, God's word, what God wants for you, there is no gray area. It's pretty simple. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, it's my pleasure, though it is a sad testimony that God had to resort to using comedians to actually accomplish his mission in America. I don't think that's what he was picturing when the pilgrims were coming over here with the Mayflower Compact, and they dedicated their lives and their fortunes to this freedom and the opportunity for a country unlike any I had ever seen. And one day it was going to go from that type of virtue to a comedian. So something is going to miss my brother when God has to scrape the barrel. But I'm here, and I'm doing the best I can.
Hey, listen, you know, now this is said about myself. Just remember that God spoke through a jackass in the Old Testament, so I figure I'm good, too. You know, use me.
Exactly.
Not a problem. So, listen, you had a piece that came across Instagram today that I've been screaming about for a long time, and it is our Christian brothers and sisters, and I'm going to get on them. I do this every night anyhow. And you know what?
Yeah.
You don't change your beliefs. You don't hide your belief in your back pocket. You don't retreat to the closet because it doesn't fit with the mainstream. It doesn't fit what they're saying on MSNBC, DEFG. You know,
right.
Christians, we need to step forward. We need to stick by what we believe, what we know is true through God's word. What's happened to us?
Well, as I've said to many times in the past, the problem with American Christianity, and I always delineate, you know, American Christianity from every other form outside, because when you go to China, when you have North Korean Christian, Syrian Christian, you know, you're in Libya, you're in Iraq, you know, they're having different conversations than you and I are having right now, Joe. There's a little bit more at stake when you become a believer in North Korea. All right. So, but in the United States, we have this double-edged sword, and Jesus warned us. He said, let me tell you something. The rich are going to have the hardest time making it into heaven because they're going to feel safe. They're going to feel blessed. We must be doing something right. Look at all these wonderful things that have happened to us. And the problem is they begin to worship the fruit given to them by God, the mercy and the grace, instead of the farmer who's giving them this thing, the architect that built the framework. We begin to care more about the home that he has given to us. So in America, we had given so much. We're given so much grace, so much mercy, because we came here saying, let's make this Jesus's country that we will believe that there is a Judeo-Christian ethic that we're going to live by and commit to. And God said, okay, you're going to honor that? I'll give you this amazing nation. And we got so rich that we began to no longer want to lose that. And suddenly there was something at stake. And that's what Christians in America aren't used to, is having to cost them something to be believers. And that's why we're losing so many, and how entire denominations can become full heretics simply because they don't want someone to feel ill of them, or more importantly probably to threaten them or to discomfort them or in any way unstabilize their comfort zone. Listen, if Christianity is safe, it's not Christian. If it's Christian, it's dangerous, and that's not what we see in American Christianity, at least from most of them. But there's guys like you and me that are still doing damage for the kingdom, and that's really what we're all called to do.
Well, listen, but you're right. I mean, it's not even that. They don't even want to feel uncomfortable. You know, I did a story 2 months ago. There was a group of pastors. You ready for this one? I hope you don't have any food in your mouth because you're going to choke. There was a group of pastors out in front of a Planned Parenthood blessing the Planned Parenthood facility. And I'm thinking, my God, how much coke do you have to smoke to be able to walk over and do that kind of thing?
Well, clearly, yeah. No, obviously, I've lost weight. But, you know, remember, as you know, I mean, you've always been a good fan and you've always believed in, supported my work. You know, I've fought against political correctness for 20 years.
Yep.
Long before, you know, Jordan Peterson showed up and Trump showed up and started, you know, sort of calling people to task on using their identity politics to try to censor us. But, you know, that was the whole idea. If you think about it, especially if you're framing it as Christians, think about the nomenclature of the left and of the progressivism. What is the terminology always used to sort of define how culture is allowed to engage? Don't shame me. Don't fat shame me. Don't slut shame me. So, right? What else does it say?
Yep.
Don't judge me. Well, guess what judgment and shame is designed to do? It's to convict you of sin because you're out of balance. So when a Christian is more affected by political correctness and allows political correctness to dictate the way he engages culture instead of redeeming culture, by the way, which is what our mandate is, then he literally is stealing the Holy Spirit's opportunity to convict somebody so they can repent and find God. So the irony of ironies is in being politically correct, you literally are worshiping, first off, Marxism, because it's a Marxist concept, cultural Marxism. But more importantly, you are diminishing the Holy Spirit's job, which is to shame, so you can get better. It's not to shame to oppress or to judge in a way that is destroying you, but in fact says there's something better out there. There's a balance out here that you're out of place, but God wants you to find it, and He cares about you, and He loves you. And He, and as a good father would do, I can't allow you to make these kind of decisions without a cost, because I want you to come home. That's what the church loses when it no longer wants to deal with truth, which is exactly who Jesus defined Himself of, immutable truth. And, of course, we're in a post-truth culture now that literally says whatever I feel is now reality and my right. See, you know what, Joe? I always figured at least if I had the truth on my side, I could fight, I could debate, I could try to manipulate the idea back to a reality that we all could agree on, because 2 + 2 is still going to be 4 for everybody, atheists and Christians. That's gone.
Oh,
that's
God.
Gone. Yeah. Now truth is out of the if I can't even say that, what are we going to rest on? There's no reality. There's nowhere for me to even take a conversation, because there is no conversation. Because we don't even have the same terms, the same definitions. We don't even have reality. We're living in a fantasy. We're living in the most absurd nation.
No,
we are
definitely at that time where right is wrong, wrong is right. Brad, we're up against it. Where do people find out information? Where can they find out where your next gig is at?
Listen, bradstein.com for what I'm doing, fighting PC3 is liberty. It's my YouTube channel, Brad Stein Has Issues. And you and me are going to do something live. I'm going to come down there, and we're going to have to do something. To
I love it. I have California. A ball with it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Side. Check.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message
for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, an incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
How lucky can one be? We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for joining us, for being with us, for, you know, signing up for the email blast. You can find that at therealside.com. You can also, if you want to be notified by text message that the show's coming up, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right. We just got so much going on, and I mean that sincerely. If you've never heard Brad Stein, I'm going to play a clip from him in just a few minutes, a couple-minute clip, and I think you're going to appreciate it for those of you who like, you know, good, clean comedy, all right? And it's God-based comedy, and it's not that hokey stuff from the 50s or 60s. He is a funny man, and you've got to listen to keep up with him. You know? I mean, seriously. Let's go to Ed in Washington. Ed wants to know why people from the government never get fired. Ed, you there? Ed?
Did to run it like a business, because they're bankrolled by us, so they don't have to worry. But when the president has to take time to visit a department head or a manager or a director because he's not doing his job, we're supposed to be hiring the best. Business could not survive if the head of any department or manager wasn't doing their job. They would go out of business. But yet we continually have to have people review them all the time. Why are they not being removed from their public job, and they can go get another job elsewhere and be replaced with someone who actually either knows what they're doing or is willing to do the job?
Ed. Now, you've called the show before. I consider you a fairly astute guy, smart guy, well-informed. Are you smoking crack tonight? Do you know how hard it is to fire?
I was being a bit facetious.
I know.
I hate the warm bodies that they hire for this idiotic way that they do budgets. That's an insult. I love the subordinate people in government. They're there because they care. They're the most important people in our country because they choose. They could be doing the job elsewhere, but they choose to do it. So the government is we are protected from the government for incompetence, ignorance, and corruption. The trouble is that enough is enough. We have to start thinking about our American citizens. And the one good thing about our Constitution is you do not lose your authority. You're there with all the authority to change things, but because of reprisal, you have to stand up with four or five other people. Otherwise, you won't make it to the budget.
Yeah, it's gotten too big. It's just the government's got too big. You have assistants that are helping assistants. You have two layers in most cases. You have two layers of unions you have to go through. You've got 27 things that you have to go through, 300 write-ups before you can fire somebody. This is crazy. And it doesn't matter how incompetent people are. You know, I've seen this happen over the years. I've been following politics, following government, and involved in government myself. It is next to impossible to fire anybody. And you know, for a country, for a group of people to keep saying they want equality, it is harder to fire a woman than it is a man. So you're right. I mean, you can't even look at the teachers, look at education. They will not take any kind of measuring stick where you can actually fire a teacher because she or he is not doing their jobs. Right?
Well, look at the teachers in New York. They had a whole building that all the teachers that couldn't teach to get paid, all they had to do was show up. But they were so incompetent, or for whatever reason, they couldn't allow them to go back to school to teach. But they could continue to get their salary just by going to this department and spend the day there or whatever.
Yeah, you know, the rubber room. Los Angeles Unified School District, one of the worst school districts in the country, has that room where they were putting people out, still paying them because they couldn't fire them because of tenure and other reasons. Just crazy. With our tax dollars. You know?
Yeah, did you mention that God talked to a Democrat when you were talking?
Wouldn't that be great if God did talk to a Democrat?
No, remember when you were saying God talked to a Democrat? Never mind.
All right. I got to go. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your time with me. Yeah. Hey, listen, for those of you who enjoyed Brad, you want to head over to YouTube and just Google. Not, you don't Google. Once you get to YouTube, just type his name in, Brad Stein. He's got several different channels. Check them out. See what he's about. But he did a piece years ago. It's called Offended by Truth. He saw this coming. And I got to tell you something. I've been a follower of his for years. Take a listen. Take a watch.
Well, you're a Christian man. You're not supposed to offend people. Let me tell you and rephrase that just a bit, my brothers and sisters. I am not allowed to maliciously offend people. I'm not allowed to think of myself better or superior or be a racist or be a bigot. That's absolutely true. It's a beautiful part of my religious belief. But if you are offended by the truth, that's your problem. Not to speak the truth because it might hurt your feelings, for crying out loud. The truth is supposed to hurt. That's how it lets you know you don't got it. I always speak the truth. That's all I got, for crying out loud. But this whole idea of oppressing of its people hurting our feelings is arbitrary. People just don't even have to have an argument anymore. They just say, you've hurt my feelings. You know how you stop political correctness? You stop doing it. Somebody says you hurt my feelings, and you say, I don't care. Game over. I win. Because if they're offended by truth, that's not your obligation. Let me tell you something, how arbitrary it was. There was a school in Washington that wanted to celebrate Halloween for all their children. And so they said, come home, come back to elementary school, and wear all of your costumes. But, girls, you can't wear a costume dressed like a witch. Do you know why they didn't let them do that? Because there's a woman from the local Wiccan chapter that was offended by the stereotype. Excuse me, but if you're getting offended because you're a witch, who cares? You should be. I read about you people. You go around poisoning apples. You try to throw Hansel and Gretel in an oven. You got warts all over yourself. You cast spells on people. You ride around on broomsticks. If anybody should be offended in this country, it's a witch. And by the way, if I offend you and you're a witch, I don't know. Isn't there a potion for that? Maybe some rutabaga, some eye of newt, put it in a cauldron, drink it all up. Because I'm thinking, if you can sink and control nature with incantations, you'd have bigger fish to fry than being offended by a six-year-old in striped socks and a pointed hat trying to score a Kit Kat bar at Halloween, you dork. Put a helmet on!
You know, and he's so right. How many people are offended, truly offended, simply by some of these stereotypes that they've created on their own? But back to his original comments, right? Really. When you're talking about telling the truth to people, people are offended all the time by the truth. They don't know how to deal with it. And when I was talking to people earlier, when I talk about truth, when I talk about some of the stories that we do, When people get irritated, like, and some of them will say, I know it's true, but why do you have to say it? Well, some people don't know it's true. Some people don't know these stories and these issues are true. I'm constantly, look, who was it, the woman in Iowa, who didn't, and I'm not judging him for who he's sleeping with or how many or anything else, but when that woman from Iowa came out, she says, you know, I didn't know he was gay. I want to take my vote back. Well, first of all, too late, you lose. Maybe you should take the few minutes it would take to find out about the candidate you're casting a vote for. Don't you think that would be important? We've got that a point in this country, especially when it comes to education and our kids. You don't even check out the schools that your kids go to. You don't get involved in the schools your kids go to. You do have a say in public education. Why aren't you taking the time to have that say, to have your voice heard? I do not understand. Sorry, I'm not trying to pick on you. I am, but I'm not. I love when people call or write me emails and they complain about public education, and the first question I have for them is, how many school board meetings have you been to? How many times have you been to the principal's office? Yeah, that's about what I get, too. Nothing. Niente. Zero. If you want to make a difference, you go to the school board meetings. But do it the right way. Don't be, you know, a crazy, angry mob. If you got a problem with a particular school, then you go to that school. You go to the principal first. You go to the teacher, head of that department. You try to work it through. If you can't get them to step up and do the right thing, then you go to the school board meeting. And you do go with a group of moms. And you get your facts straight. And you make sure that board understands why you're honestly upset. It isn't because of an ideological reason or religious reason or anything else. It's because it's what's right for the kids. It's the kind of, you know, look at what's age appropriate. If you read a book of your child's, if you're thumbing through a book that your child got from his grade and it makes your skin crawl or it puts the hair up on the back of your neck, you're right, they're wrong. You need to let them know about it. Yes, Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. A lot more fun. We'll be back in a minute.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. I mean, seriously, you got to be part of the solution. And some of you, God, you know, listen, I mean this with all sincerity. God bless you for, you know, for wanting to do the right thing, for wanting to be involved, for wanting to be engaged. You get really excited about it, which is cool. But you got to get informed. If you don't get informed, you got guys like me running around behind you cleaning up the mess. And I got other things that I want to do other than running around behind you cleaning up your mess. And don't say you don't have to do it, just let it go. Because, no, then we sound like them. And I never wanted, to put it bluntly, I never, ever, ever want to sound like them. I never want to sound, you know, so ignorant that they can't believe us anymore. They can't trust us. We don't want that to happen. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys you spend with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, picking up the stories later on. I know some of you, I see many of you, pick up the show later on because you can't, you know, listen live at the time it's happening, and I appreciate that. You know, it happens. I get it. We've all got lives to live. I got that. But, you know, seriously, get involved and get engaged. Help support the show. That's simple to do, too. Just head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can donate one cup of coffee. Not a big deal. Anyhow, again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. And, you know, I've got some of the best guests on the show, or I should say, I've had some of the best, and it's not terrible, I've had some of the best guests on the show. And Horace Cooper is one of the guys that I love. I'd love to have him on the show. He has a clue. He knows what he's talking about. And he's been at this for a long time. So, truly, take a listen. Horace is a great guy. Again, I so much appreciate the work that, what is going on with these screens? I so much appreciate the work that he does for us and with us. And Horace was with Project 21. And many of you know who he is. You've heard him before. Horace is, I don't know how many times he's been on the show. Probably a dozen easy. And now, we're not going to do Horace. I can't keep this up. I love for Horace to be part. Oh, there he is. God bless. He's back. Take a listen. I got thrown out of Politicon, and I didn't even do anything.
Whoa.
And then when they finally realized they couldn't prove it, I didn't get the apology official one. I go, hey, we're sorry. We'll let you back in next year. But we're moving to Tennessee, so you might come, you might not. I don't know. Anytime you're ready, Joe. Really, seriously. All right, still at CPAC. I haven't left yet, and they haven't thrown me out yet, which is really unusual. I got thrown out of Politicon, and I didn't even do anything.
Whoa!
And then when they finally realized they couldn't prove it, I didn't get the apology official. I'm like, hey, we're sorry. We'll let you back in next year. But we're moving to Tennessee, so you might come, you might not. I don't know. That's Horace Cooper. I always enjoy when he's on with me. He's the founder of Project 21. He's also a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.
I always enjoy when I have you on. And so listen, we have a real problem with this coronavirus. I understand it's giving Corona Beer a real run for their money.
I read that too, yes.
And I also understand it's really sad to hear that President Trump caused all of this.
Well, you know, this is the irony of the left. Everything that the president has done policy-wise, such as the wall, such as limitations on how many people can come to to America, such as a list of countries, the ban, all of those things have ended up making it harder for the coronavirus to come to the United States. Where was the left on all of those things? Screaming, running around. In fact, their heads burst. They were so angry about it all.
Yeah.
Now, all of those things, they are still, by the way, they're still pending litigation that the left is pursuing to stop these measures. They haven't gotten finally resolved, but before that could happen, they have switched sides, and now it's the president has done nothing to protect us, and in fact, his efforts have hurt us. Now, we have been handing out T-shirts here at CPAC, and it says, "Want to stop the coronavirus? Tell the Department of Transportation to just say no to PETA." And on the back it says, "PETA's anti-research agenda kills." What Donald Trump has been trying to do is make it possible for the research that we need, not just for the coronavirus, but for cancer and heart disease, to happen. And the crazies, it's like, if in fact, under his watch, NIH funded, the National Institute for Health, funded the actual cure for cancer, they'd say, well, that's only because you invested in it. You know about it in advance. You're profiting off of this. Absolutely never could they acknowledge that policies that say, if you work hard, if you apply yourself, if you make the effort, you should get the reward. And that, as president, he doesn't see himself as the steward for China. He's not the steward for France. He's not the steward for even Great Britain. He is for the United States of America and American citizens. If we're serious about protecting ourselves from the coronavirus, we ought to be saying, thank you, President Trump.
I agree.
Now, some of your audience might shout in 4 more years, but We're a nonpartisan organization.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at policy.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree with you. And again, as you, I heard somebody say it earlier today, where if he had sucked the virus out of every person who had it, right, they still would find a reason why he was at fault.
You know? Oh, you just want to sell that as a new appetizer at your hotel. See,
he just did that to make himself look good, kind of thing. You're right.
Well, he probably poisoned him. See, they say some of the most zany, absolute things, but it's Trump derangement syndrome. It's not actually a serious thing. What you need are a couple of elections where you get routed, and eventually you settle down, and it goes away. The foam is the first thing to go.
I went to, not to mention another organization, but I went to Politicon a couple of years ago in L.A., and Dr. Alveda King was there.
I love her.
And, so, it's really a left event. It's not really what they push it as. So I went downstairs where they were selling the books, and they were doing the thing. She was down there doing a book signing. And I thought it was so ironic. Here's the party of diversity, and she's sitting there alone. There's not even anybody sitting at the table with her, okay? The other two, one was an old white guy, and one was a younger white guy, and they had lines for their books. And I'm thinking to myself, this is really...
No,
I mean, they should be...
this is where we are when you deliver. See, we at Project 21 have been advocating. We had a blueprint for Black America.
Right.
And it wasn't a blacks are special and nobody else deserves anything. What we said was the same things that will work for you and your family will work for me and my family. In fact, the policies that are good for the country, that are good for America, are good for Black America. Donald Trump has been the best president for Black Americans in a generation. And the reason for that is because he's been good for Americans.
Well, see, I'm so glad you brought that up, because everything the left does, it's kind of like Black Americans, gay Americans, lesbian. You know, I mean, the whole nine yards. I've always said, I don't care what color you are, what size you are, what your religious bent. Can you do the job?
Absolutely.
And I think
that's
you believe.
And his attitude is, not only can you do the job, the statistics show that if you're working class, if you're on the lower income, if you're a minority, you've actually profited most in the last 3 years. Under Barack Obama's, I'm going to divide us all up into this group, this group,
right.
And this group, sectarianism, we all suffered. But under Donald Trump's policies that are colorblind, everyone has done well.
I love
But the interesting and exciting thing is many of the very groups that the left say they care about the most, those have been the groups that have profited the most, that have done the best under Donald Trump's policies. The least among us shall be first if you treat everyone the same.
All right. I know you're tight on time, so I got one last question for you. Bernie Sanders said the other night.
Oh, my.
Basically, that he is going to help the black community and other communities like it to be like drug pushers in it. Help them build their businesses.
So there's innate bigotry in an idea. What black America wants is that they should be legal drug dealers. Here's the thing. We didn't actually make it illegal to do crack. We didn't make it illegal to do heroin and LSD because we were trying to shackle black people. It is because those drugs are killers. They destroy everyone they touch. And for Bernie Sanders to then say, hey, black folk, I got something for you here. Well, I just wonder, what does David Duke think of that policy? I bet you he'd love to see every black male in America as either a dealer or a drug user.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of this. I've always said the same thing. There are so many similarities. You know, back in the days of Jim Crow, and I said, it was illegal to teach a black person how to read, educate them at all. Well, think about that, because if you don't educate them, they have to stay down. They have to rely on
absolutely.
The worst schools in this country
absolutely.
In the city were heavy black, heavy Hispanic attendance.
Yeah, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.